Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Dripping Springs, Texas. My wife and I are ambassador diamonds in this wonderful company called ASEA. Guys, we're 2 weeks out from the, I believe, the greatest convention I've ever been a part of in my 18-year career in the industry. I've been a part of ASEA for 6 years. And, guys, I mean, last year when we had our convention in 2017, when we released the gene studies, we saw a 30% growth almost immediately. We broke all records in December, turned around and broke all records again in January, February, month after month after month. We broke all records. And, guys, in July, especially July 4th, people tend to slow down because they're on vacations. I was talking in general. Well, and during the week of July, we broke had the biggest week on record, and we broke it by over $2 million last year. And we're talking about after the convention. And, guys, that's what this convention we just had, the information just came out. Well, the ASEA VIA, the new the genie and everything that we all the information we have, guys, we're on the cusp of some big things happening. So and guys, tonight I have talking to my good friend and mentor Denny Robinson, asked her if she could kind of come on to our call tonight and share with us a little bit of her knowledge. But Denny's, for me, in this industry, the biggest thing, what we tend to do is get in our own way. And Denny, for me, has always been the one that's always stuck to her guns, kept it very, very basic, very simple, and teaches people how to leverage the tools because she was extremely busy when she started this business. Denny's a presidential diamond. She's the number two income earner in ASEA. And she's just all around just a great person and just a great mentor. So, Denny, are you with us?
I am, Terry. It's a pleasure being on here with everyone tonight. Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking the time. So, Denny, as we get started, look, as you know, you're seeing it everywhere. We're getting a lot of new people, and I hate to assume that everybody, and I know a lot of people know a little bit of your background. If you don't mind, if we kick it off with that, and just kind of take it from there.
You bet, Terry. I'd love to. Well, for those of you who haven't heard a little bit about my story, first of all, I'm Denny Robinson. I live in Spokane, Washington with my husband. We've got four grown children, and we've got four grandchildren and one due next month, and I am very privileged and honored to be a presidential diamond with ASEA. But, you know, as Terry often says, you often see the glory, but you don't know the rest of the story. And, Terry, I cut my teeth in this profession when I was quite young. I graduated at 16, went to college for 2 years, got married before I was 19. Tom and I got pregnant that year, and so I actually had my first child before I was 20. And we were actually living in a 40-foot travel trailer. Tom was working highline construction at that time. We were living in Thane, Wyoming. And I went to a direct sales party. And we didn't have much money, but I knew I wanted the free stuff. And they said if you started, you could get the free stuff. And within a few months, I went to a meeting, and I found out that managers drove company cars. And I said, well, that's what I want to do. A few months, had my first company car, and actually with Tupperware, I actually had 10 different company cars. Became a top manager in the nation, and we actually moved quite a few different times. Now, the incredible thing about direct sales, Terry, is when people say I don't know anybody, you know, I had to start brand new 5 different times. And since it was direct sales, I actually had to leave all of my people. This residual aspect that we have with this incredible company, we didn't have back then. It was actually sitting in Dallas. I was with a bunch of top women from the nation. And a couple of us friends were all saying, you know, if this was one of those network marketing things, we'd all be doing much better. Because I actually promoted people, Terry, who actually did better than I did. But I would lose them. And so then we were introduced to our first real network marketing company. I left when I was the very top Tupperware manager here in this area. And again, you can have a great product, but if you don't have the right corporate structure, things can fall apart. And that company had really lost its way. And during that time, Terry, my one daughter of my four children actually had cancer, and I can say that because it had nothing to do with ASEA. And I went on a very aggressive search to try to find things that would help her. Now, everyone, she's a beautiful, healthy 28-year-old triathlete, Zumba instructor, spinning instructor, and actually a platinum ASEA associate as well. And she's really, really healthy. And a couple years ago, Terry, she came to me. You know, she's finished college, and she said, Mom, do you think I could do what you do? Do you think I could make a difference for people like you? And she said, when I look at you and Dad, which were both two very entrepreneurial people, Tom owns a large accounting firm, and financially we were doing very, very well, Terry. But she also looked at the commitment of a brick-and-mortar business compared to the commitment of, you know, being an entrepreneur this way. She could see that all I needed to be in business was my computer and my cell phone, and I can be up and running anywhere in the world. And with someone like me that only has a PhD, a public high school diploma, can far out-earn someone like my husband who's got a master's degree, and also my son has a master's degree, because this profession, Terry, is a great equalizer, right? It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, your level of education. But if you're willing to go to work and be diligent and passionate and, you know, consistent and do it every day, it's amazing what can start to happen for you. And, Terry, that decision that I made, it'll be 9 years on December 5th when Trish Winkler and I flew down to meet the founders of the company. That day and that decision will have forever changed our life.
December, so you flew down. What did you know before you flew in out to see it? And what was your because if we go back to that, when we talk about redox signaling, and us as field leaders, we always come across people who never heard about redox signaling, but God, 9 years ago, what was going through your head?
Well, it was interesting. We were very busy, as you mentioned. I was using all 24 hours of my day, like each of you on this call. And I'd actually leveled my home, think of extreme home makeover, and was rebuilding it. And Trish had called me and said, Denny, I want you to listen to a call tonight. Now, everyone, I want you to know that that call was what we now have the Discover ASEA call on Thursday nights. And it was held on a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and she goes, I want you to listen to this call. Would you do that? So she invited me to look at a tool, and she said, I'll call you right back as soon as it's over. Can you do that? And I said, yes, I will. I remember actually laying on the floor in our apartment, and I was listening to this call, and she called me afterwards, and she said, so what did you think? So there's the follow-up, you guys. And I said, Trish, there were things I heard on that call. This made a lot of sense to me. And the wheel started turning, and Trish and I and Tom and Bob on Friday morning flew down to meet with the founders of the company. Now, at that time, I talked to Alan, had never heard, you know, the founders. The words redox signaling had never come out of my mouth, Terry. And even that day, as we met with the founders and the medical atomic physicist, you know, there were things that were said that, again, very much over my head, but things that I really understood. And at the end of the day, when I asked Gary Samuelson, what would this stuff do for this kind of condition, malady, or disease in the body, when he leaned forward, Terry, and grabbed the desk, and he just said, that conference table, he said, Denny, does what you're describing have a cell involved? And because of my very aggressive search with my daughter who'd had a cellular breakdown, I said, I get it. I'm in. Because I believed if I could make a difference for people at that level where we all live, breathe, and die, there was nothing more impactful or important that I could do with my life. And also, Terry, as we sat there, and of course, we were so impressed by the vision and knowledge of Virtus Norton and the founders and the corporate team that was sitting there. And, Terry, as we went away that day, that first year I couldn't really engage because we were building the house. And when I did engage after that first year, Terry, again, you guys, this wasn't a monetary play for me. We lived a great life. But I truly believed, I mean, in my head I would keep saying, I truly believe that this is an opportunity of a lifetime. And what if I don't do this? And, you know, still now sometimes, Terry, I think, what if? What if I hadn't chosen to say yes? What if I had quit in the beginning when it was easy? Because people would say to me, you know, I was the only person walking around all of Washington and Idaho and into Montana talking about salt water from Salt Lake City that tastes a little bit like pool water. So you can imagine the skepticism. But you know what? The more people I told, Terry, the more people we put the product on, literally the more miracles that we saw. And, you know, I remember Virtus Norton grabbing my hand one time. I was in Salt Lake, and he said, Denny, what this will be in a few months, a few years, and many years down the road, you just can't even imagine. And those few months when I first started really growing and telling the story and helping people, I started to see those numbers flash across that back office. And of course, now, Terry, is there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds every single week because, you know, that I don't even know. Because everyone, I want you to understand, there's a couple different stages of network marketing. There's the stage where you're not getting, you know, you're not getting paid. I often ask people, Terry, you know, would you share this product? You know, even if you didn't make money. Now, everyone who loves ASEA because they know what it'll do, they're always like, yes. I'm like, great. Because in the beginning, that's what will happen, is you'll be putting people in the pipeline, right? And then you'll start getting paid some fast starts and preferred customer bonuses. You start getting paid as if you would a job. Then things start to kick in a little bit more with your team commissions and everything. But then there's the magical part of network marketing, where you start getting paid for things you never do see or touch. But you have to put in the work. You have to put in the effort, Terry. And you and I both, you know, we see our people, our team, that they just put in the work, and then that magical part starts to happen. So mm-hmm. The vision just keeps getting bigger and bigger, Terry.
So when you first start, talk about when you first start, because there's a lot of people, it's almost like when you got in or we got in, people just kind of thought you opened up your kit and all the people popped out.
Popped out like a jack in the box,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So talk about when you first started doing meetings and how that kind of, and you know, because I think it's important for people here to be consistent. So talk about that.
You bet. Now, everyone, first of all, I want you to know, too, that when I got back from Salt Lake City, too, I had a friend, PhD in linguistics and other lots of letters behind his name and some other things, too. But he said, Denny, if you want to be big, if you want to be really big, you've got to keep this on a fourth grade level. Really where the masses lie. He said, and, you know, everyone knows that I'm not Denny the scientist, I'm not Denny the doctor. And so we kept it really, really simple. You know, we talked about these little pink bags of salt water. But when people can come to a meeting and hear the emotion and the stories, they don't have to be able to talk too deeply on these redox molecules, Terry. They just have to be able to go out and go, I don't understand all this stuff, but I heard this is what it did. And so, Terry, it'll be 9 years in December, but it'll be 8 years in January when I really got started. And a friend of mine, Vicky Key, a Platinum here in Spokane, it's great to have a buddy, you guys. We started to use my husband's conference room to do a weekly luncheon, and we would invite people to come to an executive luncheon to hear about a breakthrough technology which was having dramatic results in people's health and well-being and athletic performance. Would you like to know more? And by the way, lunch is included. Now, of course, at this point, I would be talking about anti-aging and our nutritionals as well. But anyway, but Terry, it came down to doing those weekly luncheons, which then quickly, within a matter of about, within 2 months, we had about 5 different events happening weekly in Spokane. Now, you guys, of course, it's important what you do, but it's more important what you duplicate, which will ultimately determine your success. And now people said, were you just doing meetings? I would say, well, I would do meetings when I was at them. But the rest of the time, Terry, I would be, you know, calling people on the phone. But you've just really got to be, you know, you've got to be in action. You know, sometimes I've often told people, you know, they'll say, well, what does it take to be a six or seven figure earner? The simple answer, Terry, is always more. You know, there's more failure, more invitations, more follow-ups, more events, more time, more personal development, more urgency, more patience, more efficiency, and more vision. To be crazy successful, Terry, you and I have both seen this, it just takes more. And, you know, my husband will often say, Denny, when there's something that you really want, you're kind of like a racehorse with blinders on. You're not looking to the left. You're not looking to the right. You become laser focused. And you guys, think about that. Yeah, I was laser focused. Yes, I've worked hard. But network marketing is so great because I don't believe there's any place in corporate America where my chances to get at the top of Google or Apple or Microsoft would be nearly impossible. In network marketing, the odds are always they're so much better, I think, for the average person who really goes to work and they can really create success.
So did you ever, when you were doing the meetings, go to a meeting, did you have no-shows? Did you have people
Absolutely.
Not show up to the meetings?
Absolutely.
What was that? You said that one time you came home to and told Tom that you'd probably make more money at flipping burgers at McDonald's. What was that?
Well, I told him, you know, honey, I could be working at 7-11 right now, making more money. And the reason for that is, you guys, in the beginning, you're just inviting a lot of people, right? You're taking them through the process. It's very different. It does take a little bit of time. And again, I understood how network marketing works, and I just kept planting the seeds, you know, because the planting season and the sowing season is never in the same season. But people think they get to plant a seed and harvest it the same day. It just doesn't work like that. The other thing, Terry, and, you know, many of you on the call, I have people call me all the time and say, I've got this great guy, if he would just come in, and they get stuck on him. Many of you know your upline, you know, Jerry White. It took 2.5 years for me to really get his attention. But what I didn't do is just get stuck on that. I just kept planting more seeds and watering them well, and I was looking for people who are looking for me, who believe that their health and their financial dignity is their responsibility, you know, not their doctors or the government or their employers, that it's really up to them.
I love that. So when you were referencing the vision call before, the Tuesday call, mm-hmm. which you're going to, really, it's what we leveraged mm-hmm. as the Discover ASEA call. How important was that in the beginning, and how can that transfer into that for today for people using it?
Do you guys realize that's all that we had in the beginning to get started was this Tuesday night call? And so we would, you know, when I started, I was doing lunches, and then I would drive traffic to that Tuesday call, and then, of course, follow up with them right afterwards. But that's the only thing we had. We didn't have so many of these online calls like we're on tonight. And so we really utilized them. And as many people as I could, Terry, I would get on them. And that's really what set the precedence for my group that year. And then, of course, Terry, the company, we formulated the Fast Forward program, which was in the 2020. And doing that explosive growth and those activities with our team is truly what propelled me in that year to go from a person that went silver in that January to triple diamond the first of that following February, was doing those activities.
You talked about 2020, which is now what we know as
fast forward.
Mm-hmm. How do you see people being able to leverage that the way you did to build their business? How can they leverage that?
You guys, here's how the leverage starts. So let's just say Terry was personally sponsored by me. I'd say, great, Terry, let's get you started. Let's do a fast forward. And we'd go through his list and get his people enrolled. And then what he would hear me doing three-way calls with his people. And then I'd say, okay, so let's just say he sponsored two people who really wanted to engage quickly. I'd say, Terry, you do a fast forward with one of them, and I'll do it with the other. Now, you can imagine, so all of a sudden, maybe I'd went through 20 people with Terry, and then Terry goes through another 20 people with one of his people. I do it with the other person. Can you see the exponential factor that starts to happen on that? More people are hearing the story. We're collecting a decision. And the reason I asked the company to do that was because so many people get stuck in the pipeline for months and mm-hmm. months and months. And, you know, we're all adults. We're used to making buying decisions. And, you know, if you do it nicely, considerately, you can get people through this process relatively quickly, and your group will grow. And I always tell people, you know, go for the win. Don't just go for the work. Help your people win. Help them accomplish things. You know, they're earning hundreds of extra dollars by doing the fast forward. Their group is growing. They're getting more fast forwards. And the rest of their income will start to show up, you know, a few months from now. The work you're doing right now sometimes doesn't even show up for 3 months.
So this is good stuff. Now, the charge-up call. Mm-hmm. I remember when I first said you talked about the charge-up call. And I talk about, look, guys, when I say the basics when it comes to Denny, she's always led from the front, and I always heard her on the call. But talk about how you leverage the charge of call and how it was, important for you to do it in building your business.
You know, everything I've always tried to do is to be duplicatable, because you can be a great speaker, you can be just dynamic on stage, but if you can't duplicate past yourself, again, and for me as well, when I could have done doing those meetings, if you always have to be in the front to be talking, you will just have a high-paying job. And I knew that I wanted to have walk-away residual income. You know, years ago, Terry, in my former, in Tupperware, and then as I went into network marketing, someone had said, Denny, you're successful, you're starting on this route to success when you can have 100 people in a room and nobody knows your name. Well, Terry, in my own SIA facility in Spokane, I've literally had people say to me before, honey, you must really like this stuff. I've seen you before. And I thought, what? I'm succeeding, because it's not about you. The last time it was about you guys, is when you were a prospect. It needs to be about other people, because if it's about you, it will stay about you and you will not flourish. You've got to have big, audacious goals, but you got to check them at the door like you would a coat. It's got to be about whom can I help and whom can I serve. And those big, audacious goals, you can get and have them and be anything you want to be if you help other people, use the system, plug into the tools. And again, tools are duplicatable, but personalities and people aren't.
How important is it to, especially to be continually adding frontline?
Oh, you have got to be adding frontline until you're a diamond or above. I mean, I've still sponsored people this year, Terry, is what I'm doing. And again, if you don't have a system, it would be very, very difficult for me to manage an organization this big. And you guys, again, if you don't have a system, the charge-up call and these tools, if you don't find a way to make money while you sleep, you will work until you die, Warren Buffett said. So that's why you've got to be really diligent about using the tools when you're not there. You're able to point to a tool. I actually even tell people if they want to work with me, that's probably the number one prerequisite. Are you listening to the charge-up call? Because too much of my time would be in repetition to what you're going to hear there. And again, I don't want to be doing that. The other thing, Terry, and you probably remember this, when you would call, you'd say, well, what's the answer to this questioner? And I would say, Terry, I know that you want to be a leader. And if all I were to do all day long was answer questions, that's all I would do. But my job is to tell the story of ASEA and work with leaders and do three-way calls. So you guys, make sure that you teach your people how to use the tools, because again, that is duplicatable, and then they can teach them to other people. I've always ran my business and treated my associates like I even did my children. I raised my children to be self-sustaining adults, and I've never wanted to have a large babysitting organization with a CA, and you can't. You've got to have things that are out of your control that you can plug people into.
You've been 9 years in the conferences and the things you've seen, and I know 1 year I believe your income went up, and just that when I weren't getting in, it jumped up to about $750,000 in 1 year.
Yeah, I had a $750,000 increase 1 year.
Not bad. You've traveled with Virtus. You know all the founders, very close. Mm-hmm. Where do you see this going, Denny? In your perspective, from what from the beginning to today, to where do you see this thing going? Because you're also been recognized as one of the top female network marketers in the whole industry. So, you're pretty well known. So where do you see this going?
Well, I can tell you this, you guys. I remember sitting with Virtus one time. We were traveling. I said, Virtus, what's a small company to you after, being in almost a $40 billion company? And he looked at me and he kind of thought for a second. He goes, Denny, probably $6 to $8 billion. So I have to tell all of you guys, Virtus Norton did not come out of retirement for the third or fourth time to run a couple hundred million dollar a year company. You know, they could have sold this for that. And so he's always had really big goals for this. And, you know, for myself, I remember a couple years ago, Terry, I was over in Seattle. And for any of you who have ever wished you could have bought Microsoft stock, I remember telling my husband, you know what? This is our Microsoft moment. This moment in time when we said yes and we were willing to put in the work, Tom will tell you that this $40 investment, because the product I bought, you know, which, you know, I was in this less than $500, has turned out to be the most profitable piece of stock or real estate, Terry, that we could have ever bought. Now, he'll often tell people when they talk about an investment, he'll say, you know, this really isn't an investment. You're buying some product. You know, he has clients that spend hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars to be able to have a business or a franchise in hopes that in years to come, they can probably be profitable. And people come in with this and they think, oh, you know what, it didn't work out in the first month. You know, I haven't made those millions of dollars in those first couple months. But if people would go to work as if they had spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, Terry, it's amazing the work ethic that would probably start to happen. But people often think, oh, you know, I spent $40, you know, I spend more than that to go to the movie. So again, your opportunity here, you guys, you know, the only way the company knows that those dreams, their vision is happening is when you are making money. That's simply the indicator that those goals and Virtus's vision to get this out to the world is happening. So, you know, I always tell people, Terry, there is an income level for whatever output level that you'd like to be involved in this company. If you want to make a little money, go help a few people. If you want to make more people, go help those people, help those people. But if you want to make a lot of money, go help a lot of people, use tools, be duplicatable, and help your people succeed, and that's what will start to happen.
Wow, Denny, that was the best. I mean, this is one of the best calls we've had, and I'd like to ask you, just take the last minute, and you know we got a lot of new people, and of course those people have been in for a while, and I mean, a lot of people listen to the recording. How would you like to close out the call?
You know, I just want everyone to know that this is possible for you. It's not just possible for some of these people that you hear on the phone. It's not just for the Terry Lathams and the Leland Ducks and the Pepper Blacks and the Denny Robinsons, and I can just go on and on and on. We all just came in, and one thing that I've noticed, Terry, is so many of my friends who have become so successful, and this has changed their life. But you are going to have to make a decision. It really comes down to that decision. Not only what are you willing to do to make your dreams come true, but what are you willing to give up? Because there's going to be far more things that you're going to have to give up right now than what you're almost willing to do. Because again, I was using all 24 hours of my day. I didn't watch TV for years. You know, even after we built this house, I didn't even know how to use the controls to turn all these electronics on, because I decided I would rather make my dreams come true than make the dreams of someone else. Now, again, people often ask me at this point, so are you going to retire now? And I'll say, what, retire from what? You know, traveling the world? I mean, we're about to leave for 3 weeks to go to Paris and Tuscany and then into Ireland and to make a difference, travel the world, and to have people retire, Terry, to live the kind of lifestyle that we do. And, you know, now that we are actually in our 50s, I'm thinking a little bit more. You know, we have a lot of friends who retire, and they kind of lose that spark and some of that passion. And to know that as we go into those retirement years, we have such an incredible passion-laid future that we still get to help people, but to continue to make a residual income beyond my wildest dreams. And again, I'm proud of the income and the lifestyle we've been able to make, Terry. It's incredible. But what I'm so proud of, Terry, is that we've been able to share the gift with so many people, you know, and to be a conduit for good and watch other people, their lives change for better. And I want you all to know, not only are you changing the lives of people that you're seeing, but you're changing the lives of future generations. You know, not only I know Terry and Aaron and I know their children, but to think of the impact that we are having on this younger generation that are seeing these parents be home, not seeing their parents just gone all the time. So you're impacting people that you will never know. And what I'll leave you all with this, Terry, I would always tell people the goal of network marketing is to plant a seed and water it well that will grow into a tree that can leave shade for generations. And that's what this incredible model does. And the more shade you leave for people by planting and sowing and being consistent, that's how you become successful, Terry.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Denny. This was absolutely fantastic. And guys, the call is recorded now, immediately following. If you don't have the recorded number, you can go to www.teamliveit.com. That's TEAMLIVEIT.com. Click on the Monday calls, and you'll see a lot of the past calls there also. So, guys, get this call out to your peeps as fast as you can. And thanks again, Denny, for doing it. And, by the way, thank you for not quitting because you made a huge impact on our family's life. So thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great rest of your night.